This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Good evening to all our deliberate and accidental listeners out there in the world tonight. You are tuned in to 101.5 The Hawk. And the program that's about to begin, that has already begun, it's called
Hamiltopia.
This is episode 27. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. Thanks for being with us tonight, even if you didn't mean to be. As Hamiltopia matures, so does our responsibility of spreading acute musical diversion and demuculence for your ears, souls, cells, hearts, brains, and nerves. Speaking of nerves, we have begun our mercurial set of music with Earth Eater and a track of her latest release. Here is Mercurial Nerve.
Captain or co-pilot, respect the mileage. You couldn't handle the things that stain behind my eyelids. Kept it humble for a while, but now I'm wildin'. You better stain your plates, I'm the coronavirus. Quarantine, just me, I'm my day one. If you see me in the streets, better face front. On they mind, I'm glued like a lace front. If they handing out checks, I'ma take one. If that ass fat, put it on my Facebook. Throw it back, you a diamond in the players club. 2020, I'm questioning my faith. Get my body and my soul. Shoulders, I could feel the earthquake. It's not a chip, feeling more like a boulder. Submerging deeper down as the niggas getting older. I pull niggas. niggas like Magneto that hit that veto. These niggas drier than chopped lips and ashy elbows. These niggas plotting and scheming on some plug shit. But watch me trick them and flip them. Give me all that.
Just dream, slide into the gaps.
It's time now for one of our favorite segments called
Merch Left Behind,
where we play a song by an artist who left their merchandise behind, either in Hamilton or in Paris at Strange Waves. This edition of features Lily and Hornhorse, who left a whole sack of shirts behind. So if you're interested in a new shirt, you know where to find one. Email us at hamiltopia3@gmail.com and we will work out a deal for you. This song is called Balloon and it's off of Lily and Hornhorse's latest release called Republicans for Bernie.
Life is a perfect balloon. It doesn't wait for you. And every time it dies, shows me what it makes me. Oh no. How many times will I hold it? How many times will it die? How can I tell you I want this more than I want it alive? And how am I supposed to reckon with this loneliness? How much does it really cost? On the spot, what you want? Finally, had enough, but what you want? And how am I supposed to reckon with this loneliness? How am I supposed to even kind of leave me? What you want? What you want?
Hi, this is Jen, the artist, and you are listening to
Hamiltopia
on 101 by The Hawk.
Every year on November 11th, Canadians pause in a moment of silence to honor and remember the people who have served and continue to serve Canada during times of war, conflict, and peace. We remember the more than 2.3 million Canadians who have served throughout our nation's history and the more than 118,000 who made the ultimate sacrifice. The red poppy is used as a symbol of Remembrance Day, for people to acknowledge the wars fought, the lives lost, the freedom gained. They say that the red poppy is a sign of respect. However, the best way to respect the victims of war is to work to prevent war in the present and the future. Violence only begets more violence. We need to tackle the underlying causes of warfare, such as poverty, inequality, and competition over resources. A temporary absence of violence is not enough. Peace is much deeper and broader than that, requiring major social changes to allow us to live more cooperatively. That's why some people choose to wear the alternative, the subversive white poppy. The white poppy challenges attempts to glorify or celebrate war, as well as nationalist narratives of remembrance that focus mainly on military victims on one side, by encouraging us to resist the normalization and promotion of military values at remembrance time. The white poppy helps build a culture of peace. White poppies commemorate all victims of all wars, including wars that are still being fought. This includes people of all nationalities. It includes both civilians and members of armed forces. Today, over 90% of people killed in warfare are civilians.
Tired and strong. For 15,000 years, we've danced your praises, prayed our thanks, and we've just begun. This is my country, young and growing, free and flowing, sea to sea. Walks the high country, giving free wild samples and setting an example how to give. Yes, this is my country, fetching and turning like a baby, learning how to live. Another way to love. Thank you.
Minda la mina is mampu. Minda la mina is mampu. Is mampu. Is mampu. Minda la mina is mampu. Agila win me, Agila win me. Belly and song, Agila win me, Agila win me. I win.
Here a little bit on Hamiltopia. Right now you're hearing Rupa Biswas with East West Shuffle. Before that you heard Micmac Lullaby by Willie Dunn featuring Ron Bankley. Before that you heard Soldier Blue by the one and only Buffy St. Marie. Before that you heard me give a spiel about different colored poppies over top of Plastic Ono Band's Give Peace a Chance. And before that you heard our special
Merch Left Behind
segment with Lily and Hornhorse and their track Balloon. Before that, you heard Tafari with Jetstream. Before that was Mort Garson with Killers of the Wild. And to kick off the whole show, we heard Mercurial Nerve by Earth Eater from her latest album, Phoenix, Flames Are Due Upon My Skin. We have one more for you called Come Live With Me by Dorothy Ashby. And then after that, we're going to move on over to the boys' side. Hear what Randy's choice picks are to tickle our fancies. Don't go anywhere, or you'll be sorry.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch, you don't watch it 24 hours a day.
Thank you. the capitalist system. I'll tell you the reason why they cause me so much suffering and my dearest friends to die. Oh, yes, I guess you wonder what they have done to me. I'm going to tell you, mister, my husband had TB, brought on the hard work and low wages, and not enough to eat. Going ragged and hungry, no shoes on his feet. I guess you'll say he is lazy and did not want to work, but I must say you're crazy. For work he did not shirk. My husband was a coal miner. He worked and risked his life to try to support three children, himself, his mother, and wife. I had a darling mother, for her I often cry. But with these rotten conditions, my mother had to die. Well, what killed your mother? I hear these capitalists say the debt of hard work and starvation my mother had to pay. Well, what killed your mother? Oh, tell us if you please. Excuse me, but it was flagrant that starvation disease. I had a blue-eyed baby, the darling of my heart. But from my little darling, her mother had to part. These great and mighty capitalists, they dress in jewels and silk, but my darling blue-eyed baby, she starved to death for milk. They call this a land of plenty, and to them I guess it's true, but that's to the rich old capitalists and not workers like me and you. Well, what can we do about it to right this dreadful wrong? We're all gonna join a union, for the union makes us strong. And what can I do about it to these men of power and might? I'll tell you, Mr. Capitalist, I'm going to fight, fight, fight.
That this report wakes every bird, some breathing sounds and flapping wings. Sad drips start to run, marks the shape of things to come. As my body flew through the glass, a rib gave out, a cave collapsed, present. Now I lay down. Now I get up. My will isn't weak. My will isn't weak. My will isn't weak. My will isn't weak. I thought I saw as my body flew through the glass, a rip gave out, a kid collapsed. Every girl has a name. Take my picture in the nude. There's a man in Tokyo that we can send the picture to.
and maybe you'll recoup some of what you lost, some of what you lost. Sad photographer, I'm glad I'm not you.
And that was a very beautiful song called Sad Photographer by Stucco from our friends over at Freer Records. Yeah, loving that one. And before that, we heard ever-prolific Hamiltonian Juliana Lachance with her track Black Magic Wizard. Before that, we heard Something About America by Kites. Before that, we heard I Hate the Capitalist System by Sarah Ogan Gunning. Yeah, ain't it the truth? Before that, we heard a cover of the Chic song At Last I Am Free by Robert Wyatt. And we started this set off with Big Nothing by the Roaches. And thank you for rocking with us on the Hawk. It's 101.5 FM, baby. Keep her locked to Hamiltopia.
Welcome back, Hamiltopia enthusiast. Thank you for jamming with us this evening. Up next, I'd like to play a little tribute to Hammer City Records, the amazing shop, currently still located at James and Robert Street, down a little alley. Go check them out. They are in the midst of raising funds for their new location because they got the boot, which is very unfortunate. Lots of amazing memories were made in that space, but I'm sure they'll fill their new space with all the incredible enthusiasm that they have had in that current space for the past decade. I'd like to play a set of music taken exclusively from their record label, Schizophrenic Records. Up first, this is Born Wrong with Heretic. Behind! White eyes are open and bulging!
I drop my blood.
God damn, that was a lot of punk hardcore music, courtesy of Schizophrenic Records. Our friends at Hammer City Records run that record label, and they do an amazing job. Please head on down to James and Robert Street and bring some $20 bills, maybe some $10 bills or some $5 bills. You can come away with a lot of goods, no matter what denomination you have. They have lots of great punk music, but they also have some amazing reggae, international, blues, soul, you name it. Get down there and get digging. What did we just hear, you just ask? Oh, let's see if I can remember. We just heard The Freeze with Guilty Face. Before that, we heard Clear the Pigs Out by Butchers of Warfare. That was right after Rammer and their track Death Shark. Before that, we heard Chronic Submission from their 1984 album that was reissued by Schizophrenic Records. That song was called Bad Trip. Before that was Sadie and the Wives, some youngsters who are really tearing it up with their track Bullseye. And as mentioned before, we started that off with Born Wrong and Heretic. Now, after all that incredible punk energy, I think we need to cool it down. We're going to get to a brand new track from Bad J Polk Ensemble featuring Meg Remy. But before that, here is Barry Cleveland with Bob Stoll and Cat Apple, a.k.a. Emerald Web, with their track Point Zero off the brand new Morning Trip Records release. Check it out, folks. Well, that's all, y'all. Another week of Hamiltopia in the books. Thanks for lending your ears, your heart, your soul, whatever other organ you may have given us for the past hour. Please, let's do it again next week. Bye-bye.